Hey, oh God. What are you doing? No, okay, no. You don't have to explain it to me. I know technically what you're doing, but why? Like, first of all, that's my side of the bed. So, if you're gonna touch that thing, move it out of the. You know what? No. Yeah. This is my bedroom. Yeah, I know it's our bedroom. It's my bedroom. You're not allowed to touch that in here. I mean, I don't even want to touch that in here. So, yeah. Really? No. No, I don't think. Honestly, I don't think you should ever touch it. I mean, look at it. It's. It doesn't even. It's really not even a cock. I mean, it is it? 'Cause pretty sure I've seen cocks before. They look a fucking lot nicer than that. I mean, I don't. Why would you even bother? I mean, it can't feel good. Something that little, it'd be like rubbing a pimple or something, doesn't isn't it? Ugh. Aw. Am I being mean? Yeah. You like it when I'm mean, though, don't you? Pitiful little slut. Ugh. You know what? I'm kind of done with this. I'm kind of sick of you. No. That's fine. Just keep rubbing that tiny little thing and listen to me, because last night, see how my side of the bed is not messy? Not that my shit is ever messy, you fucking pig. Last night, I didn't come home because I was actually getting real cock. You're not even fucking pissed off. That's hilarious. You're actually getting harder. You like hearing that? That I had an actual dick in my pussy? Actually got fucked by something that I could actually feel? I did too. Oh boy, did I. You fucking made me scream. Oh, it has been so long since I've had anything other than that little wood tick that you call a penis between your legs. That I almost forgot what it was like to actually have a real orgasm that I didn't have to invent. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. No, of course it's a wood tick. It gets bigger slightly when it fills up with blood, I think, right? I mean, that's what it's doing. It's not just like bloating and dying, right? Yeah, that's kind of what I thought. But anyway, back to my awesome fuck from last night. God, you are such a pitiful little dweeb. Getting off on listening to me tell you about getting fucked by a real man? Grabbing my hair. Pushing me against the wall. I'm just slamming that giant fucking cock into my cunt. It was so fucking big, and I was so wet already, and he still had to fight to squeeze it inside me because he was just. God, he was monstrous. It was like a fucking bull or something. I screamed so loud. Oh, God. I mean, it was in the bathroom. I'm sure it echoed all over the fucking bar. I'm sure everybody knew what was going on in there. Oh, no, my girlfriends were in there. But, I mean, they understand. They know what a pitiful fuck you are. Oh, no. No, I took pictures. They've all seen it. They all feel really bad for me. Oh, yes. Everybody has seen that tiny little belly button you call a dick. They all feel sorry for me and wonder why I'm still here, honestly. Sometimes I wonder why I'm still here. But it is nice to have somebody, you know, sniveling and pitiful who will just do whatever I tell him to do, so there's that. Huh. Maybe I should just move you out of this bedroom. I wonder if I still have that guy's number. I'll bet he'd move in. Yeah. He said mine was the best pussy he'd ever had. I'm sure that he'd at least come over and have some sleepovers. Maybe if you were really nice, we'd let you listen. Would you like that? Would you like knowing that I was getting just railed by a gigantic cock? Better than you could ever even imagine doing. Like, with your fist, okay? You scrawny little fuck. Yeah, you know what? Pack your shit. You're gonna move into the basement. Because I don't need to deal with you doing whatever it was you were doing when I walked in. Yeah.